This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yo, Adrian! All right. Hey, everybody. It is 2:08. Appreciate you listening to News Talk 830 WCCO. Chad's off today. My name is Chris Eggert. I'm with Channel 5, and I would like to thank Mr. Sly Stallone and the movie Rocky for salvaging our 4th of July. And from what I understand, many, many other people's. Okay. First of all, I'm just going to say this, and I don't care what any of you out there have to say. Rocky is the best, probably one of the best movies of all time, and by far the best 4th of July movie that you can watch.
Are we talking Rocky 1?
Fight me, anybody.
Okay.
Rocky 1.
Because that's the only one I've really seen.
Think Apollo Creed. He's dressed up. He's got the whole red, white, and blue trunks on. He's like Uncle Sam. I want you, chump. I want you. Carl Weathers, rest in peace. We lost him earlier this year.
Two of the most iconic characters you could play. Chubbs Peterson.
Yes. Apollo Creed. Yes. What a loss, Rick. Seriously, what a great actor. But I digress. So Rocky yesterday, but what a miserable, awful, horrid, depressing, just terrible 4th of July it was with this rain we had yesterday.
Yeah.
I was supposed to be the grand celebrity grand marshal of the Chanhassen Parade, which is quite a big deal in the southwest suburbs, I understand.
Take your word for it.
The parade's a big deal. I don't know if being the grand marshal of the parade's a big deal, because obviously if they got me, they have a very low standard of what they refer to as a celebrity grand marshal. But anyway, so that got canceled because of the rain. I know some of the cities. I know Richfield still went forward with their parade. I think Edina had their parade. I know that some areas did go through with the parades, but a lot of that stuff was happening right in the afternoon, right when like the worst of the rain was falling. So I had plans to go to the parade and do a whole thing, and my wife and I are just sitting at home, and it's just pouring rain, and we're just so bored. And the kids are out living their best lives. They're I don't know what they're doing. My oldest is out on the lake with one of his buddies, you know, sitting in the boathouse, having a grand old time. And my daughter's off running around, doing God knows what. And my wife and I are like super empty nesters, just sitting there looking at each other, looking out the window in the rain. And I started scrolling through the TV. I could not watch anymore. Joe Biden stepped down / Donald Trump.
You didn't watch
lies.
Reruns?
I could not watch any more cable news, so I turned the channel. And here we have I think it was AMC, had a Rocky marathon all day. And I was like, thank God. I don't care what I'm doing. If Rocky 1 is on, I will stop what I'm doing, and I will watch Rocky 1, even if I can say every single line. It is so good. It is so good. Now, what does it have to do with 4th of July? That's where it gets a little interesting, because nothing. other than Apollo Creed's red, white, and blue shorts and the whole, he's all dressed up bit and Uncle Sam thing. And the fact that it takes place in Philadelphia, you know, and obviously historical significance and whatnot. It really doesn't have – in fact, it's set during Christmas time. So the fight itself takes place during Christmas time. So again, I have no idea why Apollo Creed was dressed up like that. But it just makes it feel patriotic.
Too many Christmas movies.
That's true. That's true. And that when I'm back, when Chad's off during Christmas time, I'll be getting into that hot topic too,
of
best Christmas movies, because I'll fight you. I'll die on the hill for It's a Wonderful Life.
I know you said too, if Rocky 1 is on TV, you'll watch it. Here's my gripe, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners will agree with this. I can't do movies on TV.
Oh, the commercials?
The commercials and just there's so much editing and cutting of certain snippets and words and stuff. I'm like, stream it, throw in a DVD.
No, I agree.
I'm good.
I agree.
That's just one of my only gripe with movies.
No, that's fair. But you know, that was a great thing. I got to get up every 3.5. There'd be like 5 minutes of movie, 3.5 minutes of commercial, 5 minutes of movie. So the great thing is Rocky, the Rocky number one took all afternoon, and then Rocky number two took me right up to bedtime.
There you go.
Which was also good. But I'm like, it's just so good, and it's such a story of it's such an American story, and this guy who's a nobody from the streets of Philadelphia and pounding on the meat, and then you got – I should clarify what that meant for those of you who've never seen it. He's in the butcher house, and his brother-in-law Paulie works there, and he goes in and he punches these big sides of beef, and you know, he's just this gritty guy from the streets, and he's not very smart and can't read very well and blah blah blah
now,
blah blah.
But, now I didn't want to bury the lead earlier, but is he going to be applying for one of the Minnesota apprenticeship positions, being meat cutter,
you know,
$30 an hour.
That is a great point.
Like, why Rocky can make a living just cutting meat?
And what a great way for me to push to the podcast.
There you go.
Because we had a really interesting conversation earlier about there being a meat cutting apprenticeship program at St. Paul College right now. So if you want to go back and listen to that, you can. It's a super interesting thing. So I got to thinking, I'm like, well, maybe I'm crazy. Maybe Rocky is not that big of a holiday, like a 4th of July movie. Because to me, that's all there is.
Yeah.
It is Rocky. And so I started doing a little research. By the way, thanks for those of you who are weighing in. StylesFinancial.com, talking text line 651-461-9226. Hands down, Independence Day with Will Smith. Fair. You guys need to check out the boxing film Digstown with James Woods, Heather Graham, and Louis Gossett Jr. I've heard of that. I haven't watched that, though, but I have heard of that. That was a good movie. So thank you for the suggestion. So I wanted to know if I was crazy or if other people in the world think that Rocky is the greatest 4th of July movie of all time. And apparently from the research I've been able to do, I'm crazy.
I mean, I haven't seen it, but is Tom Cruise is born on the 4th of July a good 4th of July movie?
I bookmarked my favorite website, which I check back on oftentimes every day, which is, of course, goodhousekeeping.com. Because they wrote an article. They wrote an article about this 2 days ago. I'm like, all right, well, here's some expert people weighing in. 40 best 4th of July movies to watch this Independence Day. Number one on the list, 1776.
I still haven't seen it, but I need to.
Yep, that's an oldie but a goodie. Yankee Doodle Dandy comes in at number two. That is a real oldie from 1942. Musical there. Jackie, 2016. Natalie Portman stars as Jackie Kennedy. I did not see that one. I do like Natalie Portman, though. It feels like something I would have fallen asleep to. That's the thing with the Rocky movie. Like, you got to have it to get you going. Particularly when the weather was just as awful as it was there. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. That's number four. Number five is Air Force One. That is a good movie. Here's Born on the 4th of July. Number six. Again, on the highly coveted or highly regarded goodhousekeeping.com. Again, one of my favorite websites. So many things to go back here. Independence Day. So, Texter, you were right. Independence Day is on that list. What do you guys think? StylesFinancial.com, talking text line 651-461-9226. What is a great 4th of July movie? I want to hear what you've got to say. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO. News Talk 830 WCCO. Huey Lewis in the news. Happy birthday, Huey. 74 years old today. Now, we have been loving listening to some Huey Lewis, because I don't think that is there a song that Huey Lewis has ever done that would put you in a bad mood? I don't know what it is.
I'm sure our texters could help out with that, but I have not. So I'm familiar with Huey Lewis, but not as familiar as probably most people are.
Sure.
And even listening to some of the songs that I was loading in today, like, man, there's not a bad song that you could throw on by Huey.
I would think
like,
a Huey Lewis.
Has that he has that poppy, rocky 80s vibe that gets you going. Yeah.
Yep. I would think you could a Huey Lewis. I've not seen Huey Lewis in concert, but I would think that would be a really nice concert because you could just sort of sit there and like every song that would come on would be enjoyable. So that that would be my guess. So happy birthday, Huey. Continuing the conversation about best 4th of July movies, which I will die on this hill. It is Rocky. It is Rocky.
That's fair.
Anything else that any of you have to say is wrong. I'm just kidding. It's not wrong. StylesFinancial.com, talking text line 651-461-9226. I'm also referring to a lovely article that came out a couple days ago on Good Housekeeping. Again, one of my favorite websites. So many things you can get on Good Housekeeping.
I've never heard of it until you brought it up today, honestly.
It used to be a magazine.
What's a magazine?
Yeah, exactly. It probably still is a magazine for all I know, but I know my grandmother always had one on her coffee table. That's Good Housekeeping. Anyway, it's a good article. We were reading through the list. I'm loving some of your guys' suggestions. Jaws is my go-to 4th of July movie. Yeah, for sure. I can get that. By the way, you probably heard about all the shark bites that have been going on and down in...
Not good.
I think I might talk about that a little bit later if we've got some time. But down in Texas yesterday, 4 people got bit by the same shark. Not a movie, but a great TV series, America, The Story of Us. I am not familiar with that. Thank you for the suggestion. Rocky is the most entertaining 4th of July movie. Thank you. I agree with you. Could not agree more. Let's see. Born yesterday, William Holden introduces Judy Holliday revolutionary era American history through documents and monuments. That sounds very heady, but that's fine. Thank you. The Patriot, Live Free, Die Hard, Independence Day, top 3 4th of July movies. Yeah, we did have The Patriot, and I think Die Hard. Now, I wouldn't think of that as a 4th of July movie. A lot of people think of that as a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Which I also don't quite get. I do get, though. I guess it's about like me saying Rocky is a 4th of July movie for them to say that Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
I see where the tie-in is with that. But, man, you can't just like place a cult classic and be like, you know what? It's a good day to watch Die Hard.
4th of July movie.
Yeah.
The context of this was it was so miserable. It was so miserable yesterday. Nothing to do. Watch movies. Young Mr. Lincoln, 1939. That's on the list. Is 8. Lincoln in 2012. That was a good movie. Daniel Day-Lewis. That's long. Oh, my goodness, was that long. Purple Hearts, never heard of that. Hamilton, American President. That was a really good movie. Very good movie. National Treasure, Glory, Longest Day. There's a little old school John Wayne. I'm going to spare you going through this entire list. I'm going to jump out a couple of them that jump out at me. The Sandlot, great sports movie.
Yeah.
People like The Sandlot. I can see that being a 4th of July, a summer
It essentially
movie.
Is because there's fireworks and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
There. So I'm trying to jog my memory as to if it is actually the 4th in that movie, but
Yep.
There is fireworks.
So that's a good movie. We got you on that one. Again, this is a goodhousekeeping.com list of the top 40. League of Their Own. I don't consider that a 4th of July movie, but Coming to America. Great movie. Great movie. I wouldn't say the sequel of that was all that great. It came on a couple of years ago. They tried. Top Gun, a Maverick. I'm surprised that's not higher. That movie is such a good movie.
It is.
Such a great way to like reimagine that story and how it continues. One of my best friends travels about every other week, and he watches Top Gun Maverick every single time on the plane.
Wow.
Every time. And he texts me, too. He's like, hey, have you heard of this new movie? And he sends a picture. Like,
it's like almost Inception. Like, I'm going to watch a movie about planes on a plane.
Yeah, no, that is true. That is true. And so let's see. I'm going to go all the way through this list. I'm not going to read all of them. But you know where Rocky is on the list?
There you go.
Forrest Gump's on the list, which I think it should be. Hidden Figures. That was a good movie. Number 40. Rocky came in at number 40.
It's a shame.
I mean, it made the list at least.
Yeah. 40. I mean, 39 other movies in front of Rocky, though.
I don't know. Maybe people don't like Rocky.
Maybe people are against Carl Weathers. Who knows?
That could be. He was kind of a jerk, but he learned. He learned. He evolved, and then by the time that was at the third one come around, we all then just hated Drago.
Yeah,
the big, giant, doped up Russian. That's a great. What a great villain he was, and Mr. T and gosh, all it
Hulk Hogan.
Those Hulk Hogan. Yeah.
As I pointed out yesterday, I put it on my Facebook. I said, make sure to leave your milk and cookies out for Hulk Hogan tonight. Happy 4th of July.
He was just in town a couple weeks ago.
Yes, I think. He was. Got to get that beer out, you know.
Yeah. That's interesting. Somebody said they hit the talking text line. Saw Huey Lewis at the Minnesota State Fair. Yeah, I bet that was good.
Yeah.
You're forgetting about one of the greatest movies of all time. Oh, this is a good one. StylesFinancial.com, talking text line 651-461-9226. Team America, World yes. Police.
Cannot play many cuts from that here on the air, but yes, you are correct.
This person says, "I think it won an Oscar."
Yeah.
I don't think it did. Big interview tonight. It's going to be airing. President Joe Biden sitting down with George Stephanopoulos. I wanted to talk to Congressman Dean Phillips.
Yeah,
who ran for president. I tried to go through the hoops of doing that. It did not work. I'll explain to you what happened when we come back. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO. News Talk 830 WCCO. We are celebrating with some Huey Lewis today. Huey turned 74 and absolutely loving all the music. I'm loving it for more than, I'll be honest with you, I'm gonna take you inside. I'm loving it for more than just that. My name's Chris Eggert. I do the news over on Channel 5, in for Chad today. One of you texted, which not a very nice text. It really wasn't. Most of them have been very nice. StylesFinancial.com, talking text line 651-461-9226. Let it rip. Come on. Throw some more hate my way. I'm fine. I can handle it. You said, just stop talking and take some calls. Do you love hearing your own voice?
Yeah.
Can I answer that with a no? I don't. I hate hearing my own voice. So I've taken every opportunity for us to stretch out the Huey Lewis today so we can hear a little more Huey Lewis and a little less Chris
Eggert. I'm also going to reiterate what we've said numerous times. Chad, Jason, everybody else has reiterated this as well.
Yeah.
We get paid the big bucks to do just that. We get paid to talk.
Well, you know,
it's talk radio. That's what this is.
That's a fair point. Yeah. I do like hearing from people. I'd love to have some conversations.
And full disclosure, on-air production meeting, I've been looking at the phone lines and outside of the first couple segments with the debate/Biden interview preview stuff.
Yeah.
Nobody's called.
Well, I'm getting a lot of texts. I do appreciate that. And maybe it's just kind of a text kind of day. I'll just get a text and say it's pouring in Inver Grove. Okay. Well, thanks for the heads up on that. Inver Grove Heights. Say hey to my sister. It's where she lives. Maybe it's her. She's listening.
Yeah, Inver Grove, I finally heard
from her.
That's also an area that does not need more rain.
No, it's been so bad out there, really bad. So the big topic that we started the show with today, which did generate some of you wanting to come on the air and say some things, which is fair. You all have feelings about it. Presidential election, debate fallout for Joe Biden, continued calls for him to step down. Donald Trump not being fact-checked, not being challenged on the things that he had to say. Lots of you have things to say about that. 651-461-9226. Appreciate hearing from you about that. Tonight we are going to be hearing from President Biden, and he's done a sit-down interview with George Stephanopoulos. It'll air on Channel 5. It'll air at 7 o'clock. I have not seen any leaks. I've not seen any clips that have been sent out in advance. Maybe it's out there, but I've not seen it, so I don't know. Some of you are asking, and it has been asked, and it was something that we talked about with the political expert pollster that I talked to earlier by the name of David Paleologos with Suffolk University out on the East Coast, is that this interview is going to be pre-taped. It's not going to be live. And some of you are pointing that out. Why isn't the interview with the president run live? They'll cut out any parts that'll make him look bad. I don't know that ABC News will specifically go seek to try to make him look good. But I do know that when you edit, you do make selective. Yeah. And unless we find out during the interview that there's some rules of how they recorded it, and they recorded it, sat down, although it might be being played back. It would be what we call in the industry a look live.
Yeah.
So it would be as if it was live, so he wouldn't get a chance to be edited. I do expect, although I've not seen it, I do expect that he will look better than he did during the debate.
Yeah.
Because there's not the same kind of pressure. He knows he doesn't have time constraints. He knows he's not going to be challenged by Donald Trump. I would say it would be a more, for him, what would be considered a more friendly forum.
Yeah.
I know I heard an interview with Joe Biden on Howard Stern a couple months ago, which is a surprise thing that they didn't announce. And he came on. He's on for like 90 minutes and did not sound like the same person who we heard out on the debate stage. Did not sound like the same person at all.
That's kind of the weird thing with me about this whole thing is I know through following people on social media that are more knowledgeable politically than I am.
Yeah.
That Biden has kind of been hidden from public appearances, public stuff. And I feel like last Thursday was ultimately the Democrats' worst nightmares coming true.
Yeah.
Like they didn't want that to happen. They didn't want that to be exposed. And unfortunately, that's kind of what happened last weekend. And I'm not a pro-Trump or pro-Biden. I'm neither side of the spectrum with this.
Yep.
I'm just saying, like, I feel like that was kind of the end result was the worst nightmares coming to fruition.
And that's what they're trying to do right now is they're trying to rebuild trust after that. Like, so he had a bad night. He's certainly capable of having a conversation, and he's certainly capable of running the country will be their argument. And they'll hope that after this interview airs tonight, that trust and credibility will start to get built back into the campaign, and there'll be less discussion about who could run for president if he's not viable. I admitted earlier I've been fascinated by the coverage. I flip around to all the cable channels because I want to see what their perspectives are and where they're coming from. And I happen to catch Howard Dean, one-time presidential candidate Howard Dean, whose basically whole career was ruined by that weird audio clip where he it was an isolated mic and he yelled. He was on the stage with a bunch of people and he yelled and it was like, ah! And everyone thought he was a lunatic after that. And that basically, you know, ruined his career. He's still an operative. He's still around. He's still somebody, you know, who obviously gets interviewed. He was really talking smack about Dean Phillips. He did not. About Dean Phillips, Congressman Dean Phillips from here in the Twin Cities, Western suburbs, who ran for president. And Dean Phillips' whole idea was well before this. And he said, I don't think Joe Biden can handle it anymore, basically. And he said, I want to run for president. And I think a lot of people thought, wow, that's, you know, you are a relative unknown. And this is quite a long shot, but okay. And but he did it, and now I think all I've been wanting to do is hear from him the last several days because obviously he could come on and he could have a pretty big you know, I told you so, right? Like I told you so, and I wanted to hear that from him, even though I don't think he would take that because I think he didn't think poorly about Joe Biden. I didn't think Joe Biden was a bad person. He just didn't think Joe Biden is up for the job anymore. So I wanted to go. So I started going through the process to try to get Congressman Phillips on the show. And I won't bore you with the entire email chain, but I do want people to understand the process a little bit. I emailed one of his communications people. I got a nice email back. Will this segment be politically focused or political or election focused? Okay, well, that's a fair question. And this is my answer. Like, I really wanted to get him on. I'll be happy to talk about whatever the congressman has happening that's important to him at the moment.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I said. That said, I would also like to talk about the current situation with President Biden. Fair. I'm going to have him on. Of course, I'm going to talk to him about that, right? So then I get this response, and maybe you guys can help me understand. But the most... DC response I think I've ever received. Okay. And the person was very nice about it. It's just funny. Thanks for that info. Unfortunately, House Ethics Committee rules prohibit our office from facilitating inquiries that are political in nature. They also prohibit us from sharing campaign contact information over official channels. Since this conversation will include the current situation with the president, we passed your note along to the political team in case they'd like to follow up. Wish we could be more helpful. Apologies for the runaround. It was very nice. But I still don't really quite understand what it meant. So, no. Okay, he's not going to come on the radio.
Yeah.
I got that. I don't know. I guess I would have I could have received an email that would have said, yeah, he just doesn't really want to talk about it. Like that, it would have felt more to me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I guess one of my responses, I see we have a text saying, don't you think we need a president that can function under pressure? I understand CNN is a huge stage, but Howard Stern also is still, I almost guarantee, number one as far as
listenership. He's got a lot of listeners.
So that's a very big stage where you don't have a camera on you, but you have an open mic. That does almost as much damage as a camera.
I mean, so. I get your point. Yeah. I get what the texter is saying. Yeah. You would, but a big empty studio with no crowd and a bunch of cameras and looking at two moderators and standing next to Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. I don't know that being able to function in that environment would makes you a good president.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I get the pressure thing though. No, I mean, and if the guy needs to go to bed by 7 o'clock at night, like that's a concern too. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not.
Well, and I compared it last week when I was talking with Vanita about it. I compared it to basically having a radio show, like as a producer or even as a host, you have to do prep. And based on the responses and the answers that he gave on Thursday night, it's like showing up to a radio show, not having prep, not knowing what your responses are. And that's on his team for not really helping him get through that and saying, all right, if he talks to you about Border Patrol, here's what you say.
Yep.
If he talks to you about, you know, Medicare, here's what you say. There wasn't a whole lot of boost or help from his team. And quite frankly, Joe Biden's been in politics long enough. He probably should have been able to come up with some sort of legit response to that on his own.
Yeah.
So
no, I mean, it's scary. Listen,
it's scary if you are on that side of the fence and you saw last Thursday's election. It was not a good night.
Well, as I said, it'll be very interesting to see how that interview goes tonight and the reaction after, because I think that's the biggest thing is what's the reaction? How's the spin going to go? What are people going to think? And, you know, yada, yada, yada. So, all right. We mentioned this a little bit earlier. Shark attacks. Four people on one beach yesterday in Texas. We'll talk more about that. Are you afraid to go in the water? Listening to News Talk 830 WCCO. Hey, happy birthday to Huey Lewis.
I was worried he was dead when I was hearing this playing all day. I had to Google him. I'm like, what is happening? I saw on social media he was trending last night.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, no, we lost another one.
Is Huey Lewis dead? It's just
his birthday.
I actually looked it up because I texted Harrigan. I'm like, just FYI, I'm throwing Huey Lewis as our theme today for Bump. He's like, happy birthday to Huey. And I'm like, let me make sure he's actually alive, because that's going to sound like a very passive-aggressive thing to say to somebody that's dead.
I thought he was dead. No. Alive and well.
And the music will always be alive.
So true. So true.
Listen, you can't. There's not a bad Huey Lewis song.
This is just our age. That's
our age.
False.
It is our.
This is our age. Which, like there
I'm
are
31. So
there are for sure bad Huey Lewis songs.
I've just never heard them.
Yeah,
I've never
it takes
listened
us
to
back
it.
To that
it
innocent.
Does. It does.
Did you read the research? This is like morning news catnip for sure. Yeah. Where it's like the time that we think every American thinks is the best music ever, like dates to exactly like 14.
Yep, yep.
Which, Huey Lewis.
Well,
makes sense.
People are the same way. I notice the conversations about Saturday Night Live.
Oh,
no matter what people's age is, they always fall back to this, whatever the window was in their life, and they're always like,
when
oh,
you were allowed to stay up late, right? You were allowed to watch
it. But you couldn't leave the house yet.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't drive, so it had to be that window.
It's like, can you beat Phil Hartman and Dana Carvey? I don't think so.
Right.
Good luck. Whippersnappers today. Right.
But then you get somebody going, no. Yeah. They were terrible. Anyway, that's what that reminds
me of. It is
fine. You seen all
How
this shark? I'm scared to go to the ocean.
Yeah.
Or are you?
I mean, for you.
I've got only a 50% chance of having a leg bit off.
It's much better.
Right. You.
I'm more concerned.
You go in, you could end up looking like me. That's not good.
The media loves this shark.
They do.
Stuff.
That's
they just
what
love
I was going to.
It's so good.
That's what I was going to tell people. It's such. You know, and then if they can make the global warming connection, which is the big thing that, you know, loosely connected. Yes. Well, the oceans are warming, and so the sharks.
Now it seems very like academic. This is big J journalism we're doing here, not just when trying to scare people.
It is the most clickbaity.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, what's unusual to me is like there's plenty of stuff going on. Like we don't need to like stir up. You know, the nonsense to get people to watch.
But this is an offensive shark.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you look at some of the network newscasts, and I can tell you, like, the five things that you will almost always see.
They're all the
stories on extreme weather, shark bites.
Do you remember, you know, I interned at ABC News when Peter Jennings was the anchor. Yep. And at that time, the A block, the first segment of the news, was about the only portion of the newscast that was actual news of the day.
Yep.
Otherwise, it was all stuff that they had spent 3 days, 4 days working on. They never covered weather. That was never a thing.
No.
They never covered crime. It was like Washington. The Washington Bureau would turn out one story. There'd be one, whatever the major story around the country or world was. And then it was just sort of like newsy features.
Yep.
So it's so funny today. Like ABC, David Muir, your guy.
Yep.
It's the most local news of any of the network newscasts.
And they've got a good
formula.
They're
the number
one. They're doing well.
It's really good.
It drives me crazy sometimes. But on the other hand, it's produced so well.
So good.
And for people who aren't sitting around watching the news all day, which is what that newscast
is for. That's what it's
for. The weather thing kind of drives me crazy, but it's easy to do, too,
it's easy.
Right?
Good pictures.
Yeah.
And people like to watch it, obviously.
It's compelling.
If you were... And we're going to talk about this, I think, at 4:35. If you were George Stephanopoulos doing the interview today, what would you ask Joe Biden? Or what? Let me ask you this. What would you be most nervous about doing the interview?
It's a weird answer, but it was so uncomfortable watching that debate.
Yes.
I would be uncomfortable if I sat there and was talking to him and he started just like, falling apart. I would feel so uncomfortable, and just a human nature. I don't have a horse in this race.
Right.
From a human nature standpoint, I would find it hard to then come right back at him and go, "Listen, Joe, like, spit it out, dude.
Yeah.
Like, what, you know?"
Because you only get, you know, the agreement I think is 15 to 20 minutes or so. So it's not that long,
right?
So you want to push him enough,
right,
where people perceive you as like, this is a tough interview.
Right, because my perception is it's not going to be, I mean, I'm sorry to say it, but my perception is it's not going to be that tough of an interview.
I think it'll be pretty tough.
But you guys said this is pre-recorded, correct?
Yeah.
So there's probably a lot of editing and
They're going to, they'll play every second.
They're going to throw it raw.
They're doing a primetime special with the whole thing. And I'm sure they'll put the whole thing online because of that, exactly.
Yes, because otherwise people will say that.
But they'll show a clip tonight. I don't know. We'll be watching to see when they release the first thing, and we'll play it on the radio, too, for people who are driving up north or whatever. But I think tone-wise, it's tough because you want to be tough.
Right.
But you don't want to be mean. You don't want to be callous.
And you still need to be respectful of the office. Like,
it's tough. It's the president.
Right.
Yeah. Well, tough interview.
A lot of people are giving the moderators of the CNN thing, you know, the debate, not enough. They weren't doing enough to confront them on stuff, but I'm like, well, what can they do?
I know.
Nobody wants to hear them
talk.
People
just want their guy.
Yes.
They want the opponent to be like told he's a liar. Yeah,
you're right. All right, Jason.
Hey, stick around for a minute. We're going to do a commercial. It's going to be really fun.
Sounds good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yo, Adrian! All right, hey, everybody. It is 2:08. Appreciate you listening to News Talk 830 WCCO. Chad's off today. My name is Chris Eggert. I'm with Channel 5, and I would like to thank Mr. Sly Stallone and the movie Rocky for salvaging our 4th of July. And from what I understand, many, many other people's. Okay. First of all, I'm just going to say this, and I don't care what any of you out there have to say. Rocky is the best, probably one of the best movies of all time, and by far the best 4th of July movie that you can watch.
Are we talking Rocky 1?
Fight me, anybody.
Okay.
Rocky 1.
Because that's the only one I've really seen.
Think Apollo Creed. He's dressed up. He's got the whole red, white, and blue trunks on. He's like Uncle Sam. I want you, chump. I want you. Carl Weathers, rest in peace. We lost him earlier this year.
Two of the most iconic characters you could play. Chubbs Peterson.
Yes. Apollo Creed. Yes. What a loss, Rick. Seriously, what a great actor. But I digress. So Rocky yesterday, but what a miserable, awful, horrid, depressing, just terrible 4th of July it was with this rain we had yesterday.
Yeah.
I was supposed to be the grand celebrity grand marshal of the Chanhassen Parade, which is quite a big deal in the Southwest suburbs, I understand.
Take your word for it.
The parade's a big deal. I don't know if being the grand marshal on the parade's a big deal, because obviously if they got me, they had a very low standard of what they refer to as a celebrity grand marshal. But anyway, so that got canceled because of the rain. I know some of the cities. I know Richfield still went forward with their parade. I think Edina had their parade. I know that some areas did go through with the parades, but a lot of that stuff was happening right in the afternoon, right when like the worst of the rain was falling. So I had plans to go to the parade and do a whole thing, and my wife and I are just sitting at home, and it's just pouring rain, and we're just so bored. And the kids are out living their best lives. They're I don't know what they're doing. My oldest is out on the lake with one of his buddies, you know, sitting in the boathouse, having a grand old time. And my daughter's off running around, going doing God knows what. And my wife and I are like super empty nesters, just sitting there looking at each other, looking out the window in the rain. And I started scrolling through the TV. I could not watch anymore. Joe Biden stepped down / Donald Trump.
You didn't watch lies. Reruns?
I could not watch any more cable news, so I turned the channel. And here we have I think it was AMC, had a Rocky marathon all day. And I was like, thank God. I don't care what I'm doing. If Rocky 1 is on, I will stop what I'm doing, and I will watch Rocky 1, even if I can say every single line. It is so good. It is so good. Now, what does it have to do with 4th of July? That's where it gets a little interesting, because nothing. other than Apollo Creed's red, white, and blue shorts and the whole, he's all dressed up bit and Uncle Sam thing. And the fact that it takes place in Philadelphia, you know, and obviously historical significance and whatnot. It really doesn't have – in fact, it's set during Christmas time. So the fight itself takes place during Christmas time. So again, I have no idea why Apollo Creed was dressed up like that, but it just makes it feel patriotic.
Too many Christmas movies.
That's true. That's true. And that when I'm back, when Chad's off during Christmas time, I'll be getting into that hot topic too of best Christmas movies, because I'll fight you. I'll die on the hill for It's a Wonderful Life.
I know you said if Rocky 1 is on TV, you'll watch it. Here's my gripe, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners will agree with this. I can't do movies on TV.
Oh, the commercials?
The commercials, and just there's so much editing and cutting of certain snippets and words and stuff. I'm like, stream it, throw in a DVD.
No, I agree.
I'm good.
I agree.
That's just one of my only gripe with movies.
No, that's fair. But you know, that was a great thing. I got to get up every 3.5. There'd be like 5 minutes a movie, 3.5 minutes a commercial, 5 minutes a movie. So the great thing is Rocky, the Rocky number one took all afternoon, and then Rocky number two took me right up to bedtime.
There you go.
Which was also good. But I'm like, it's just so good, and it's such a story of it's such an American story, and this guy who's a nobody from the streets of Philadelphia and pounding on the meat, and then you got – I should clarify what that meant for those of you who've never seen it. He's in the butcher house, and he's brother-in-law, Paulie, works there, and he goes in and he punches these big sides of beef, and, you know, he's just this gritty guy from the streets, and he's not very smart and can't read very well and blah, blah, blah,
now,
blah, blah.
But, now, I didn't want to bury the lead earlier, but is he going to be applying for one of the Minnesota apprenticeship positions, being meat cutter, you know, $30 an hour?
That is a great point.
Like, why Rocky can make a living just cutting meat?
And what a great way for me to push to the podcast.
Yeah, there you go.
Because we had a really interesting conversation earlier about there being a meat cutting apprenticeship program at St. Paul College right now. So if you want to go back and listen to that, you can. It's a super interesting thing. So I got to thinking, I'm like, well, maybe I'm crazy. Maybe Rocky is not that big of a holiday, like a 4th of July movie. Because to me, that's all there is.
Yeah.
It is Rocky. And so I started doing a little research. By the way, thanks for those of you who are weighing in. StylesFinancial.com, talking text line 651-461-9226. Hands down, Independence Day with Will Smith. Fair. You guys need to check out the boxing film Digstown with James Woods, Heather Graham, and Louis Gossett Jr. I've heard of that. I haven't watched that, though, but I have heard of that. That was a good movie. So thank you for the suggestion. So I wanted to know if I was crazy or if other people in the world think that Rocky is the greatest 4th of July movie of all time. And apparently from the research I've been able to do, I'm crazy.
I mean, I haven't seen it, but is Tom Cruise's Born on the 4th of July a good 4th of July movie?
I bookmarked my favorite website, which I check back on oftentimes every day, which is, of course, goodhousekeeping.com. Because they wrote an article. They wrote an article about this 2 days ago. I'm like, all right, well, here's some expert people weighing in. 40 best 4th of July movies to watch this Independence Day. Number one on the list, 1776.
Yeah, I still haven't seen it, but I need to.
Yep, that's an oldie but a goodie. Yankee Doodle Dandy comes in at number two. That is a real oldie from 1942. Oh, musical there. Jackie, 2016. Natalie Portman stars as Jackie Kennedy. I did not see that one. I do like Natalie Portman, though. It feels like something I would have fallen asleep to. That's the thing with the Rocky movie. Like, you got to have it to get you going. Particularly when the weather was just as awful as it was there. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. That's number four. Number five is Air Force One. That is a good movie. Here's Born on the 4th of July. Number six. Again, on the highly coveted or highly regarded goodhousekeeping.com. Again, one of my favorite websites. So many things to go back here. Independence Day. So, Texter, you were right. Independence Day is on that list. What do you guys think? StylesFinancial.com, talking text line 651-461-9226. What is a great 4th of July movie? I want to hear what you've got to say. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO. News Talk 830 WCCO. Huey Lewis in the news. Happy birthday, Huey. 74 years old today. Now, we have been loving listening to some Huey Lewis, because I don't think that is there a song that Huey Lewis has ever done that would put you in a bad mood? I don't know what it is.
I'm sure our texters could help out with that, but I have not. So I'm familiar with Huey Lewis, but not as familiar as probably most people are.
Sure.
And even listening to some of the songs that I was loading in today, man, there's not a bad song that you could throw on by Huey.
I would think
he
Huey
just has
Lewis.
That. Yeah. He has that poppy Rocky 80s vibe that gets you going. Yeah.
Yep. I would think you could Huey Lewis. I've not seen Huey Lewis in concert, but I would think that would be a really nice concert, because you could just sort of sit there and like every song that would come on would be enjoyable. So that would be my guess. So happy birthday, Huey. Continuing the conversation about best 4th of July movies, which I will die on this hill. It is Rocky. It is Rocky.
That's fair.
Anything else that any of you have to say is wrong. I'm just kidding. It's not wrong. StylesFinancial.com, talking text line 651-461-9226. I'm also referring to a lovely article that came out a couple days ago on Good Housekeeping. Again, one of my favorite websites. So many things you can get on Good Housekeeping.
I've never heard of it until you brought it up today, honestly.
It used to be a magazine.
What's a magazine?
Yeah, exactly. It probably still is a magazine, yes, for all I know, but I know my grandmother always had one on her coffee table. So, yeah, that's good housekeeping. Anyway, it's a good article. We were reading through the list. I'm loving some of your guys' suggestions. Jaws is my go-to 4th of July movie. Yeah, for sure. I can get that. By the way, you probably heard about all the shark bites that have been going on and down in...
Not good.
I think I might talk about that a little bit later if we've got some time. But down in Texas yesterday, 4 people got bit by the same shark. Not a movie, but a great TV series, America, The Story of Us. I am not familiar with that. Thank you for the suggestion. Rocky is the most entertaining 4th of July movie. Thank you. I agree with you. Could not agree more. Let's see. Born yesterday, William Holden introduces Judy Holliday revolutionary era American history through documents and monuments. That sounds very heady, but that's fine. Thank you. The Patriot, Live Free, Die Hard, Independence Day, top 3 4th of July movies. Yeah, we did have The Patriot, and I think Die Hard. Now, I wouldn't think of that as a 4th of July movie. A lot of people think of that as a Christmas movie, which I also don't quite get. I do get, though. I guess It's about like me saying Rocky is a 4th of July movie for them to say that Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
I see where the tie-in is with that. But, man, you can't just like place a cult classic and be like, you know what? It's a good day to watch Die Hard.
4th of July movie.
Yeah.
The context of this was it was so miserable. It was so miserable yesterday. Nothing to do. Watch movies. Young Mr. Lincoln, 1939. That's on the list. Is 8. Lincoln in 2012. That was a good movie. Daniel Day-Lewis. That's long. Oh, my goodness, was that long. Purple Hearts, never heard of that. Hamilton, American President. That was a really good movie. Very good movie. National Treasure, Glory, Longest Day. There's a little old school John Wayne. I'm going to spare you going through this entire list. I'm going to jump out a couple of them that jump out at me. The Sandlot, great sports movie.
Yeah,
people like The Sandlot. I can see that being a 4th of July. It is, summer
it essentially
movie.
Is because there's fireworks and all that stuff.
Oh yeah.
There. So I'm trying to jog my memory as to if it is actually the 4th in that movie, but yeah.
Yep.
There is fireworks.
So that's a good movie. We got you on that one. Again, this is a goodhousekeeping.com list of the top 40. League of Their Own. I don't consider that a 4th of July movie, but Coming to America. Great movie. Great movie. I wouldn't say the sequel of that was all that great. It came on a couple of years ago. They tried. Top Gun, a Maverick. I'm surprised that's not higher. That movie is such a good movie.
It is.
Such a great way to like reimagine that story and how it continues. One of my best friends travels about every other week, and he watches Top Gun Maverick every single time on the plane.
Wow.
Every time. And he texts me, too. He's like, hey, have you heard of this new movie? And he sends a picture. Like,
it's like almost Inception. Like, I'm going to watch a movie about planes on a plane.
Yeah, no, that is true. That is true. And so let's see. I'm going to go all the way through this list. I'm not going to read all of them, but you know where Rocky is on the list.
There you go.
Forrest Gump's on the list, which I think it should be. Hidden Figures. That was a good movie. Number 40. Rocky came in at number 40.
It's a shame.
I mean, it made the list at least.
Yeah. 40. I mean, 39 other movies in front of Rocky, though.
I don't know. Maybe people don't like Rocky.
Maybe people are against Carl Weathers. Who knows?
Well, that could be. He was kind of a jerk, but he learned. He learned. He evolved. And then by the time that was at the third one come around, we all then just hated Drago.
Yeah.
The big, giant, doped up Russian. That's a great. What a great villain he was. And Mr. T. And gosh, all it.
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan. Yeah.
As I pointed out yesterday, I put it on my Facebook. I said, make sure to leave your milk and cookies out for Hulk Hogan tonight. Happy 4th of July.
He was just in town a couple weeks ago.
Yes, he was. Got to get that beer out, you know.
Yeah. That's interesting. Somebody said they hit the talking text line. Saw Huey Lewis at the Minnesota State Fair. Yeah, I bet that was good.
Yeah.
You're forgetting about one of the greatest movies of all time. Oh, this is a good one. StylesFinancial.com, talking text line, 651-461-9226. Team America, World Police.
Cannot play many cuts from that here on the air, but yes, you are correct.
This person says, I think it won an Oscar.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it did. So big interview tonight. It's going to be airing President Joe Biden sitting down with George Stephanopoulos. I wanted to talk to Congressman Dean Phillips.
yeah.
who ran for president. I tried to go through the hoops of doing that. It did not work. I'll explain to you what happened when we come back. You're listening to News Talk 830 WCCO. News Talk 830 WCCO. We are celebrating with some Huey Lewis today. Huey turned 74 and absolutely loving all the music. I'm loving it for more than, I'll be honest with you, I'm gonna take you inside. I'm loving it for more than just that. My name's Chris Eggert. I do the news over on Channel 5 in for Chad today. One of you texted, which not a very nice text. It really wasn't. Most of them have been very nice. StylesFinancial.com, talking text line 651-461-9226. Let it rip. Come on. Throw some more hate my way. I'm fine. I can handle it. You said, just stop talking and take some calls. Do you love hearing your own voice?
Yeah.
Can I answer that with a no? I don't. I hate hearing my own voice. So I've taken every opportunity for us to stretch out the Huey Lewis today so we can hear a little more Huey Lewis and a little less Chris
Eggert. I'm also going to reiterate what we've said numerous times. Chad, Jason, everybody else has reiterated this as well.
Yeah.
We get paid the big bucks to do just that. We get paid to talk.
Well, you know,
it's talk radio. That's what this is.
That's a fair point. Yeah. I do like hearing from people. I'd love to have some conversations.
And full disclosure, on-air production meeting, I've been looking at the phone lines and outside of the first couple segments with the debate/Biden interview preview stuff.
Yeah.
Nobody's called.
Well, I'm getting a lot of texts. I do appreciate that. And maybe it's just kind of a text kind of day. I'll just get a text and say it's pouring in Inver Grove. Okay. Well, thanks for the heads up on that. Inver Grove Heights. Say hey to my sister. It's where she lives. Maybe it's her. She's listening.
Yeah, Inver Grove, though, I finally heard from her. That's also an area that does not need more rain.
No, it's been so bad out there, really bad. So the big topic that we started the show with today, which did generate some of you wanting to come on the air and say some things, which is fair. You all have feelings about it. Presidential election, debate fallout for Joe Biden, continued calls for him to step down. Donald Trump not being fact-checked, not being challenged on the things that he had to say. Lots of you have things to say about that. 651-461-9226. Appreciate hearing from you about that. Tonight we are going to be hearing from President Biden, and he's done a sit-down interview with George Stephanopoulos. It'll air on Channel 5. It'll air at 7 o'clock. I have not seen any leaks. I've not seen any clips that have been sent out in advance. Maybe it's out there, but I've not seen it, so I don't know. Some of you are asking, and it has been asked, and it was something that we talked about with the political expert pollster that I talked to earlier by the name of David Paleologos with Suffolk University out on the East Coast, is that this interview is going to be pre-taped. It's not going to be live. And some of you are pointing that out. Why isn't the interview with the president run live? They'll cut out any parts that'll make him look bad. I don't know that ABC News will specifically go seek to try to make him look good. But I do know that when you edit, you do make selective. Yeah. And unless we find out during the interview that there's some rules of how they recorded it, and they recorded it, sat down, although it might be being played back. It would be what we call in the industry a look live.
Yeah.
So it would be as if it was live, so he wouldn't get a chance to be edited. I do expect, although I've not seen it, I do expect that he will look better than he did during the debate.
Yeah.
Because there's not the same kind of pressure. He knows he doesn't have time constraints. He knows he's not going to be challenged by Donald Trump. I would say it would be a more, for him, what would be considered a more friendly forum. Or,
yeah.
I know I heard an interview with Joe Biden on Howard Stern a couple months ago, which was a surprise thing that they didn't announce. And he came on. He's on for like 90 minutes. And did not sound like the same person who we heard out on the debate stage. Did not sound like the same person at all.
That's kind of the weird thing with me about this whole thing is I know through following people on social media that are more knowledgeable politically than I am that Biden has kind of been hidden from public appearances, public stuff. And I feel like last Thursday was ultimately the Democrats' worst nightmares coming true.
Yeah.
Like they didn't want that to happen. They didn't want that to be exposed. And unfortunately, that's kind of what happened last weekend. And I'm not a pro Trump or pro Biden. I'm neither side of the spectrum with this.
Yep.
I'm just saying, like, I feel like that was kind of the end result was the worst nightmares coming to fruition.
And that's what they're trying to do yeah. right now is yeah. they're trying to rebuild trust yes. after that. Like, so he had a bad night. He's certainly capable of yeah. having a conversation, and he's certainly capable of running the country, will be their argument. And they'll hope that after this interview airs tonight, that trust will, and credibility will start to get built back into the campaign, and there'll be less discussion about who could run for president if he's not viable. I admitted earlier I've been fascinated by the coverage. I flip around to all the cable channels because I want to see what their perspectives are and where they're coming from. And I happen to catch Howard Dean, one-time presidential candidate Howard Dean, whose basically whole career was ruined by that weird audio clip where it was an isolated mic and he yelled. He was on the stage with a bunch of people and he yelled and it was like, ah! And everyone thought he was a lunatic after that. And that basically ruined his career. He's still an operative. He's still around. He's still somebody, you know, who obviously gets interviewed. He was really talking smack about Dean Phillips. He did not. About Dean Phillips, Congressman Dean Phillips from here in the Twin Cities, Western suburbs, who ran for president. And Dean Phillips' whole idea was well before this. And he said, I don't think Joe Biden can handle it anymore, basically. And he said, I want to run for president. And I think a lot of people thought, wow, that's, you are a relative unknown. And this is quite a long shot, but okay. And but he did it, and now I think all I've been wanting to do is hear from him the last several days, because obviously he could come on and he could have a pretty big I told you so, right? Like I told you so, and I wanted to hear that from him, even though I don't think he would take that, because I think he didn't think poorly about Joe Biden. I didn't think Joe Biden was a bad person. He just didn't think Joe Biden is up for the job anymore. So I wanted to go. So I started going through the process to try to get Congressman Phillips on the show. And I won't bore you with the entire email chain, but I do want people to understand the process a little bit. I emailed one of his communications people. I got a nice email back. Will this segment be politically focused or political or election focused? Okay, well, that's a fair question. And this is my answer. Like, I really wanted to get him on. I'll be happy to talk about whatever the congressman has happening that's important to him at the moment. Yeah. That's the first thing I said. That said, I would also like to talk about the current situation with President Biden. Fair. I'm going to have him on. Of course, I'm going to talk to him about that, right? So then I get this response, and maybe you guys can help me understand. But the most... DC response I think I've ever received. Okay. And the person was very nice about it. It's just funny. Thanks for that info. Unfortunately, House Ethics Committee rules prohibit our office from facilitating inquiries that are political in nature. They also prohibit us from sharing campaign contact information over official channels. Since this conversation will include the current situation with the president, we passed your note along to the political team in case they'd like to follow up. Wish we could be more helpful. Apologies for the runaround. It was very nice. But I still don't really quite understand what it meant. So, no. Okay, he's not going to come on the radio.
Yeah.
I got that. I don't know. I guess I could have received an email that would have said, yeah, he just doesn't really want to talk about it. Like that, it would have felt more to me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I guess one of my responses, I see we have a text saying, don't you think we need a president that can function under pressure? I understand CNN is a huge stage, but Howard Stern also is still, I almost guarantee, number one as far as
listenership. He's got a lot of listeners.
So that's a very big stage where you don't have a camera on you, but you have an open mic. That does almost as much damage as a camera.
I mean, so. I get your point. Yeah. I get what the texter is saying. Yeah. You would, but a big empty studio with no crowd and a bunch of cameras and looking at two moderators and standing next to Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. I don't know that being able to function in that environment makes you a good president,
yeah,
to be honest with you. I get the pressure thing, though. No, I mean, and if the guy needs to go to bed by 7 o'clock at night, like, that's a concern too. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not.
Well, and I compared it last week when I was talking with Vanita about it. I compared it to basically having a radio show. Like, as a producer or even as a host, you have to do prep. And based on the responses and the answers that he gave on Thursday night, it's like showing up to a radio show, not having prep, not knowing what your responses are. And that's on his team for not really helping him get through that and saying, all right, if he talks to you about Border Patrol, here's what you say.
Yep.
If he talks to you about, you know, Medicare, here's what you say. There wasn't a whole lot of boost or help from his team. And quite frankly, Joe Biden's been in politics long enough. He probably should have been able to come up with some sort of legit response to that on his own.
Yeah.
So
no, I mean, it's
scary.
Listen,
it's scary if you are on that side of the fence and you saw last Thursday's election. It was not a good night.
Well, as I said, it'll be very interesting to see how that interview goes tonight and the reaction after, because I think that's the biggest thing is what's the reaction, how's the spin going to go, what are people going to think, and you know, yada yada yada. So, all right, we mentioned this a little bit earlier. Shark attacks. Four people on one beach yesterday in Texas. We'll talk more about that. Are you afraid to go in the water? Listening to News Talk 830 WCCO. Hey, happy birthday to Huey Lewis.
I was worried he was dead when I was hearing this playing all day. I had to Google him. I'm like, what is happening? I saw on social media he was trending last night.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, no, we lost another
one. Huey Lewis dead?
It's his birthday.
I actually looked it up because I texted Harrigan. I'm like, just FYI, I'm throwing Huey Lewis as our theme today for Bump. He's like, happy birthday to Huey. And I'm like, let me make sure he's actually alive, because that's going to sound like a very passive-aggressive thing to say to somebody that's dead.
I thought he was dead. No. Alive and well.
And the music will always be alive.
So true. So true.
Listen, there's not a bad Huey Lewis song.
This is just our age. That's
our age.
False.
It is our
age. This is our age. Which, like, there
I'm
are
31, so.
There are for sure bad Huey Lewis songs.
I've just never heard them.
Yeah.
It takes us back to that innocent.
Did you read the research? This is like morning news catnip for sure, where it's like the time that we think, every American thinks, is the best music ever. Like, dates to exactly like 14.
Yep, yep.
Which, Huey Lewis.
Well,
makes sense.
People are the same way. I notice the conversations about Saturday Night Live.
Oh,
no matter what people's age is, they always fall back to this, whatever the window was in their life, and they're always like,
When you were allowed to stay up late, right? You were allowed to watch it.
But you couldn't leave the house yet,
because
you couldn't drive, so it had to be that window.
It's like, can you beat Phil Hartman and Dana Carvey? I don't think so.
Right.
Good luck, whippersnappers today. Right.
But then you get somebody going, no. Yeah. They were terrible. Anyway, that's what that reminds
me of. It is
funny. You seen all this shark? I'm scared to go to the ocean.
Eh.
Or are you?
I mean, for you.
Like, I've got only a 50% chance of having a leg bit off.
Right. It's much better.
Right. You.
I'm more concerned.
You go in, you could end up looking like me. That's not good.
The media loves this shark.
They do.
Stuff.
That's so good. That's what I was going to tell people. It's such. And then if they can make the global warming connection, which is the big thing that, loosely connected. Yes. Well, the oceans are warming, and so the sharks.
Now it seems very like academic. This is big J journalism we're doing here, not just trying to scare people.
It is the most clickbaity.
Yeah, it's kind of, what's unusual to me is like there's plenty of stuff going on. Like, we don't need to stir up. The nonsense to get people to watch.
But this is an offensive shark.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you look at some of the network newscasts, and I can tell you, the five things that you will almost always see.
They're all the
stories on extreme weather, shark bites.
Do you remember, I interned at ABC News when Peter Jennings was the anchor.
Yep.
And at that time, the A block, the first segment of the news, was about the only portion of the newscast that was actual news of the day.
Yep.
Otherwise, it was all stuff that they had spent 3 days, 4 days working on. They never covered weather. That was never a thing.
No.
They never covered crime. It was like the Washington Bureau would turn out one story. There'd be one, whatever the major story around the country or world was. And then it was just sort of like newsy features.
Yep.
So it's so funny today, like ABC, David Muir, your guy.
Yep.
it's the most local news of any of the network news.
And they've got a good formula.
And they're the number one.
They're doing well.
It's really good.
It drives me crazy sometimes, but on the other hand, it's produced so well.
So good.
And for people who aren't sitting around watching the news all day, which is what that newscast
is for. That's what it's for.
The weather thing kind of drives me crazy, but it's easy to do too.
It's easy.
Right?
Good pictures.
Yeah.
And people like to watch it,
compelling.
Obviously.
It's compelling.
If you were, and we're going to talk about this, I think, at 4:35, if you were George Stephanopoulos doing the interview today, what would you ask Joe Biden? Or what, let me ask you this, what would you be most nervous about doing the interview?
It's a weird answer, but it was so uncomfortable watching that debate.
Yes.
I would be uncomfortable if I sat there and was talking to him and he started just like
freezing,
falling apart.
Yeah.
I would feel so uncomfortable, and just a human nature. I don't have a horse in this race.
Right.
From a human nature standpoint, I would find it hard to then come right back at him and go, listen, Joe, like, spit it out, dude.
Yeah.
Like, what, you know.
Because you only get, you know, the agreement, I think, is 15 to 20 minutes or so. So it's not that long.
Right.
So you want to push him enough where people perceive you as like, this is a tough interview.
Right. Because my perception is it's not going to be. I mean, I'm sorry to say it. But my perception is it's not going to be that tough of an interview.
I think it'll be pretty tough.
But you guys said this is pre-recorded, correct?
Yeah.
So there's probably a lot of editing and
They're going to. They'll play every second.
They're going to throw it raw.
They're doing a primetime special with the whole thing. And I'm sure they'll put the whole thing online because of that. Exactly.
Yes, because otherwise people will say that.
But they'll show a clip tonight. I don't know. We'll be watching to see when they release the first thing, and we'll play it on the radio, too, for people who are driving up north or whatever. But I think tone-wise, it's tough because you want to be tough.
Right.
But you don't want to be mean. You don't want to be callous.
And you still need to be respectful of the office. Like,
it's tough. It's the president.
Right.
Yeah, well, tough interview.
A lot of people are giving the moderators of the CNN thing, you know, the debate, not enough. They weren't doing enough to confront them on stuff. But I'm like, well, what can they do?
I know.
Nobody wants to hear them
talk.
People
just want their guy.
Yes.
They want the opponent to be like told he's a liar. Yeah,
you're right. All right, Jason.
Hey, stick around for a minute. We're going to do a commercial. It's going to be really fun.
Sounds good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.